Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, is that David?
Hi.
Hi, David. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from INS Law in relation to your inquiry about the Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to talk?
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, great. Okay, so before we begin, I just need to confirm your details for data protection purposes. So I've got your full name down as David Butler. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and have you ever been known by any previous names in your life?
No.
Right, okay. What's your date of birth, David?
12/10/1978.
12/10/1978. And what's your current address?
I'm in 27 Linkwood.
Was that Linkwood?
Linkwood, aye, Linkwood.
Linkwood Crescent. Glasgow, yes?
Aye, 27 Linkwood Crescent.
And the postcode is that G157ET?
Yes, it is.
Perfect, thank you very much. Right, and can you recall what address you were in prior to being placed into a relevant care setting?
What was my home address?
Yes. Can you recall what your home address was when you were young prior to being placed into the care setting?
Aye, it was 115 Bell Rock Street.
What was that, Bell?
Bell Rock.
Bell Rock Street.
Cran Hall, Glasgow.
And that's in Glasgow as well. Let me have a look. And you said Bell Rock as in B-E-L-L-R-O-C-K?
Aye. Still there. The street's still there.
Has it potentially changed its name, the street? Because the street I'm getting up now is 111 Main Street, Glasgow. Or is
no.
it just Bell Street? Is
no,
it not
Bell Rock.
So that's B-E-L-L-R-O-C-K.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm just clarifying, just because it's right, there we go. I found it now. So that's 111. Bell Rock Street, Glasgow.
Oh, 115.
Oh, 115. I do apologise. Thank you very much. Right. Okay. And can you recall your parents' names?
Elaine Butler.
Elaine, yeah.
That's it.
You can't recall your father's name now?
Don't know who that is, don't I?
Absolutely fine. Not to worry. Right, so the number I'm calling you on now, is that the best number to reach you in future?
Aye.
Yes, and your email, you put down B for Delta, B for Bravo, 666-3750@gmail.com.
Mate, somebody put that in for me, man. I don't know how to work all that.
Right, so do you have an email?
No. No got an email, no got a Gmail. I've got a phone number and a front door.
Right.
I don't use internet, mate. The only reason I was on it yesterday was because I'm trying to get in contact with my wee lasses. They stay away down about 30 miles away.
Right, okay. Not to worry. So what we'll do is if you're eligible for the scheme, we send out initial documents. What we can do is we can send a text to your phone with a link, and then all you have to do is click on that link and it'll pop up on your phone where you can sign the documents, and then other than that, are you happy to be corresponded with via letter or phone call?
But where is it user based, mate?
Okay, perfect. And just to let you know, David, all our calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay? So now we'll go into the information gathering section of the call. So I do appreciate that discussing these experiences connected to your application can sometimes be difficult and upsetting. So during this call, please take your time. If you need a break, any further explanation, support, or you prefer to continue another time, just let me know. So at this stage, do you want to make me aware of any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities you may suffer with?
I didn't hear you then, mate. Sorry.
Sorry, do you suffer with any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you want to make me aware of?
No, I know it. No, I know it.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I don't trust any government place things, mate. So I've not got a doctor. I've not got all these other things that you need.
Right. Okay. So, don't worry at this stage. So I'll explain what the purpose of this call is. So it's to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain what your options are, explain how we, INS Law, operate, discuss how these cases are funded and fees, and gather all the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you with your application. So I do need to explain some requisite information to you, okay? So the Scottish Redress Scheme, it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important at this stage you understand all of your options that are available to you before deciding whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or any support from a solicitor. Alternatively, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by this government for assisting you with your application, whether your application is successful or not. So under the government scheme, participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus VAT directly from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application. And as I said a few moments ago, they receive that payment whether your application is successful or not. So here at INS Law, we do not operate under that statutory scheme, and we will not claim any of those fees from the government. If you decide to instruct us, you will be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we will be paid, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So I'll explain all that in a little bit more detail in a moment, but I just need to ask at this stage, can you confirm if you've instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your potential application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
I just found out about it. It's sick as hell.
Right, okay. That's absolutely fine. So just to confirm, you understand you can apply without a solicitor. You understand a government-funded legal option exists. You understand that we, INS Law, do not operate under that scheme. You understand that if you opt to instruct us, you will be choosing private representation under a conditional fee agreement. Is that all okay? Do you understand?
I heard all the words, mate, so, but what does that mean? If I say they give me some money, do you take like a 20%, 30% cut off it?
That's exactly what I'm going to explain to you now, but it's not that high, okay? So, our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So
where is it user based?
So, we're based in England,